Audio Discourse of the Plan for Restoration of Constitutional Government by Gary Hunt, Outpost of Freedom. Episode 2, A Foundation Upon Which to Build. To undertake the task at hand, we must understand some concepts that were common knowledge to those who gave us this great nation, though have since been lost by various means to our current process of thought. The principal concept is an understanding of the state of nature. That is the condition in which we find ourselves if there is no government. If we find ourselves in a state of nature, we are living in a world absent de jure government, each does by his own moral and ethical constraints, absent legitimate government constraints. Within a community, it is necessary to moderate each of our individual characteristics and develop a common set which all are bound by. This is the simplest form of government outside of a family. It is a community with common goals and constraints, and a method of dealing with those who violate others within that community. Common elements for such a community are language, moral values, and heritage. These three common elements provide for a cohesive community. Similarly, a state and a nation must also have the common characteristics, though being a much more diverse lot, the larger the government, the less the imposition by the larger government upon individual rights. However, these common elements must, to some degree, be existent for a nation to truly have the proper foundation to preserve the traditions of its past, to have a cohesive present day, and as a model for its future. For nearly a century, the fundamentals of these elements within the United States were clearly defined. However, in more recent times, those truths have been distorted and have been lost to our contemporary thoughts. To better understand this, I've written an article, We the People, But Who Are We?, which delves into historical record to determine just who we the people are. Since our purpose is to restore constitutional government, as intended by the framers, perhaps it would behoove us to establish some principles upon which to judge whether an individual has sufficient understanding of and respect for those principles. The principal faction is described in another article, Factions, the Chains of Oppression. It defines what common faction we must build upon, regardless of what sub or minor factions we might be part of. Some additional thoughts. This plan, after years of experience in discussion and contemplation, coupled with an understanding of what the founders did to challenge the authority of the power of government, was developed as a guideline that would answer the question of whether it would be possible today to emulate the actions of those founders to achieve the same end. The desire to change government back to its constitutional limitations would best be served if no blood were shed. The impracticality of achieving that end, along with the knowledge that blood has already been shed, moves us to a second position, that the minimum amount of blood to be shed, and that if blood is to be shed, that it includes an absolute minimum of innocent blood. There is little doubt that during a conflict, blood will be shed, when necessary, in the course of that conflict. Knowing that any innocent blood shed is a detriment to an image of those who seek to return to constitutional government, every effort should be made to pick the ground for open conflict with special consideration to locations that will have the least impact on innocent bystanders. In the selection of targets outside of the normal area of conflict, this is aggravation, the following should be taken into consideration. Though accident, error, and perhaps judging wrongly the actions of those who might be targeted It is far better to isolate those errors to people who, if not guilty, at least are in a position and have acted in such a manner that their guilt is probable. There is also the moral consideration that those who are willing to strike, as the founders did, do so in violation of the laws as they exist today. When they make a decision to target someone or something, they should consider just how the target would be construed by those who will eventually make judgment on their actions. The most important consideration, however, would be the judgment made by God and the person doing the act. If the act is motivated for purposes of revenge, God will judge, and the person will have to live with the consequences. On the other hand, if the act is one that is surely one of retribution for acts of the target, whether corporate property or an individual life, and as already demonstrated by a pattern on the part of the person or entity, then surely God will judge as necessary, and the actor will have a clear mind. Where possible, all players in the act, and even more desirable, others who can safely be associated with it and brought into, if not the plan, at least the determination of the validity of a target. The collective judgment serving as a sort of a jury, considering both the guilt and demonstrable necessity of the action, will provide the best assurance of a desirable final judgment and a clear conscience for those involved. If blood is to be shed, every consideration should be made that the blood deserves to be shed. Some considerations for the evaluation of a target. Have lives been lost as direct or indirect result of the actions of the target acting in violation of the Constitution or constitutional laws of the land? Has there been a continual loss of property by people who should have had that property protected under the Constitution or constitutional laws? If a foreign nation, say Russia, were to invade the United States, would the target become a collaborator, turning against the United States and the Constitution? Note that there is a possibility that there were sufficient friends, collaborators of foreign power. These friends, who might encourage participation by that foreign power, is to be considered. The discouragement of this sort of person, potential collaborators, would be as desirable as the discouragement of all other potential targets.